Today we're going to learn Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amar Aleph of Masechet Shabbos. We're already holding on Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amar Aleph. We're at the two dots by Ritzuos Minol Vestandol, a couple of lines before the lines get wide. So the Mishnah has said that a person is allowed to tie the shoelaces and shoe straps on Shabbos. Itmar hiti Ritzuos Minol Vestandol. If a person untied the Ritzuos of Minol Vestandol, Tani Chod Chayiv Chatos V'Tani Yidach Potter Avelaser V'Tani Yidach Mutal L'Chadchila. We have three braces. One that says that it's a Nisud Daraisa. One that says that it's Nisud Darabban. And the other one says totally mutter. So kasha minimum, kasha sandal sandals. So it's a three-way stira, both about shoes and about sandals. So minimum kasha, it's not a stira about shoes. Hadik tani chayiv chatos bidu ushkafi. The one that says that your chayiv chatos is talking about the knot that the sandaler uses to make the shoe. Patra avalasur bidu rabbanan. When we say patra avalasur, we're talking about the shoe of tamidei chachamim, where they don't tie it really well onto the foot. They tie it in a loose way, and therefore they slip off their shoes. But when they walk through mud or something, they'll untie the knot. But typically they'll leave it tied for a long period of time, and that's why it's also midrabanan. And the kind that's mutzal chachil is if it's tied really tight, so it would have to be untied every single day, like the b'nei machuza used to do. Sandal sandal kasha, and it's also not a stila about sandal. Hadik tani chayiv chatas b'detayayi. The one that's also midaraisa is talking about the sandal of Yishmaeli merchants, the Katri Ushkafi, that the sandalarim, the people who make the sandal tie the Ritzuos with a kesher that's kavua, that's going to be there forever. Potter Havalaser b'duchumarta the Katri Inhu. The one that's going to be Asur Midir Rabbanan is talking about regular people that don't make Ritzuos by a professional shoemaker. They tie it with a regular kesher, and they themselves tie the sandal, and they untie it and retie it, and sometimes it will stay for a week, for a month. Mutzal l'chadchila, the sandal is nafki bebetrei. Mutzal l'chadchila is talking about the sandal that two people share. So sometimes this guy will use, sometimes the other guy will use it, so each one will tie it and retie it based on their own size. They're going to resize it for their own foot, and therefore it's always going to be tied and untied. Kid Rav Yehuda, and the Gemara says, this is like the maisa that happens to Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda, Achua, the Rav Salah Chasida, Havle, Ahu, Zuba, the Sandali. Rav Yehuda, the brother of Rav Salah Chasida, had a pair of sandalim. Zimnin, did nothing by Ihu, Zimnin, nothing by Yenuke. Sometimes he wore it, and sometimes his child wore it. Also, Kameda Abaye, Amalei, Ki Agavna, Mai. So they came to Abaye, and they said, in such a case where I'm always tying it and retying it, so what's the din? So Amalei, Chayiv Chados. He said, you're Chayiv Chados. Amalei, Hasa, Potav, Alasar, Kukashali. I didn't even think that was a possibility. I was asking whether it's also either abundant or totally heter gomer. Chayiv chatos kamatli, and you're telling me that chayiv chatos is an issur daraisa? So my taima, why is it such an issur? So amalei mishum debachol nami zimni nafik nabei anaz zimni nafik bei yenuka. I'm sorry. Why did you think that it would be mutter? Why are you having such trouble understanding why it's usher? He says because I share it with someone. Sometimes I go out with it, and sometimes my child goes out with it. So we're always tying it untying. I'm like, Yahachim Mutzal Chachila. He said, oh, why don't you say so? You know, if that's the Metzius, then it's Mutzal Chachila to do. Rabbi Yirmiyah of a Kazal Basid Rabbi Avo, the Carmelist. Rabbi Yirmiyah was walking on Shabbos behind Rabbi Avo in a Carmelist, which is a place where you're not allowed to carry on a Dirabana level. Ifsuk Ritzur de Sandale. And the strap of his shoe became undone. So I'm later, Rabbi Yirmiyah said to Rabbi Avo, my Nevela, what should I do with the torn strap? I can't tie it, and I can't, because to be metatal, it's also in the Carmelist. I can't carry it. So I'm like, Shkol Gemilach, take a soft reed, the Chazi L'machol Behema, which is roe for animal fodder, and therefore is not mukta, ukrochi l'vei, and wrap that around the sandal in place of the strap, in order that the shoe won't fall off. So Abaye have a ka'i kamed Rav Yosef. Abaye was standing in front of Rav Yosef in the chaser, if the Klei Ritzu, and Abaye's strap off his sandal snapped, Amalei, so Abaye said to Rav Yosef, my Avadai, what should I do with it? So Amalei, shafke, he said, leave it, if it fell off your foot, leave it, you can't take it with you to put away, because the sandal is now mukta, because it can't be used at all, because the outer ring was torn off of it, and even if you're going to fix it, even if they would fix it, it's considered mechura davar, and you can't use this such a sandal. So Maishna made Rabbi Yirmiyah, but wait a second, why is this any different than the previous story with Rabbi Yirmiyah, that we said that Rabbi Yavahu allowed him to take a reed, a wet reed, and tie it around the sandal, and you're answering this. So Rabbi Yosef said, no, there's a difference. Hasam lo mintar, hacha mintar. Over there in Rabbi Yirmiyah's case, it was in a Carmelis, where the sandal would not have been protected if you would have left it there. So Rabbi Yirmiyah came up with a heter, but over here, it's in a chatzer, so it's protected anyway, so you're not allowed to be metaltal in it. Vaham manahu, that it fract Abaye to Rav Yosef, why is it muktza? It's a kli, and it's rightly to be used. So the ba'ina, hafichnele, miyam in the smoke, that if I wanted, I could switch it around from the right to the left. So too the tabas that was snapped, I could turn it around to be an inner ring, and it's not a davar mechur because it's not going to be so obvious that it's a repair job. So I'm able to wear such a sandal. So Malay, Nidukantaris Rabbi Yochanan, Nibid Rabbi Yehuda, Shamina, Halach Rabbi Yehuda. You know, this is a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Chamin, whether such a sandal is muktza or not. And from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan explains the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, which we'll see the details of that conversation soon, you see that the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda, that when the outer ring snaps off, it's not a kli and it becomes muktza. You know, let it be metalta and shams. So Mahi, what is this machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamin, where Rabbi Yochanan seems to assume like Rabbi Yehuda? The Tanya, the Brisa tells us follows, sandal shnifsku shtei oznav. If you have a sandal that's tamei, that two of the ears of the sandal that face toward the back of the foot, where you would lift it up to, onto your foot with, or shtei tarsiyosav, with two rings, where they loop in the straps, or shenitel kola kafshalo, where the entire heel is taken off of it, it's tahar, the tumah goes away, because it's no longer a kli, it's now been ruined. But achas neoznav, achas tarsiyosav, shenitel ro, but if only one of the ears of it, one of the handles, one of the rings that these straps go through, or the majority of the heel, but not all of it, is removed, tamei, then it's still going to be considered a kli, and therefore it's still tamei, because people would fix such a shoe. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Nifska Pnim is tamei chitzon v'tahar. And it depends which of the rings gets snapped off. If it's the inner ring, then it would still be a kli, because people would fix such a thing, so it's still a kli. But if it's the outer one, it's going to be tahar, because no one would ever fix such a thing. V'amru ula v'item rab barbachana amr av yochanan kimachlokas linyan tumah kach machlokas linyan Shabbos, the same machlokas you have about tumah, you have about Shabbos, avalol linyan chalitza, but the machlokas does not apply for chalitza. What does it mean, the same machlokas about tumah you have for Shabbos, is that if it's not a kli as far as Kabbalah's tumah is concerned, then it's muktza on Shabbos, and if it is a kli as far as Kabbalah's tumah is concerned, then it's not muktza on Shabbos. But this does not apply to chalitza, where a woman has to do chalitza because her husband died without any children, and part of the mitzvah is to be choleitz na'olo of the yavam from his foot, to remove the shoe from his foot. So as far as that, there's no machlokas that if the outer ring is torn off, that it's there's no machlokas whether it's kosher for chalitza or not, although he didn't say what. Is it kosher or is it not? But there's certainly no machlokas about it, whichever way you go. So we said Rabbi Yochanan is saying, as far as chalitza, according to who? If he's saying, according to the chachamim, midil inyan tuma manahavi linyan shabbos nami manahavi aval chalitza delah, manahu, that maybe he's saying as far as tumah and Shabbos is considered a kli, even if one of the rings are pulled off, but as far as chalitza is concerned, it's not considered a kli, and you're not allowed to use it for a chalitza shoe. That's not chalitza shel smol b'yamin chalitza fikshera. But the Mishnah says that if you use a left shoe on the right foot for chalitza, it's kosher. So if a sandal has one of its rings pulled off, why would it be that it's not kosher for chalitza? You could fix it and just wear it on the other foot. So just like by Tumah and Shabbos it's a kli, then it should be a kli for Tumah as well. That la libet Rabbi Yehuda. So it must be that Rabbi Yochanan is talking within Rabbi Yehuda. And that was the point that we were trying to bring out before, that he must paskin like Rabbi Yehuda because he's talking within Rabbi Yehuda. Midulinim Tumah lav manahu, that if it's not considered a manah with regards to Tumah, it's not considered a kli. With regards to Tumah, linyan Shabbos nami lav manahu. It's also not a kli with regards to Shabbos. Aval chalitza de manahu. But with regard to chalitza, it is considered a kli. When do we say that if you do the left shoe on the right foot, that it's kosher? That's at least when it's rotly to be used for its normal usage. It's a left shoe that could be actually worn on the left foot. Then if you do it on the right foot, it's kosher. But over here, since part of it snapped, it wouldn't even be rotly for its original usage. If the outer one snaps off, it's the outer ring snaps off, it's tahar, so you see that it's not a real kli. So it says, Liolam alibid Rabbi Yehuda, and Ema v'chein mechalitza. He's going within Rabbi Yehuda, and the gears of Rabbi Yochanan should be v'chein mechalitza. That just like, according to Rabbi Yehuda, this sandal is possible for Shabbos and everything else is not a kli for Shabbos, it's also possible for chalitza. So just like it's not a kli for tumma, so it's not a kabbal tumma, and it's not a kli for Shabbos, and therefore it's mukta, it's also possible to use for chalitza. And what he's telling us is as follows: but over here, it's not even rotly for its original purpose, and therefore it's not going to be kosher even for the sake of chalitza. So ask the Gemara, umiyam Rav Yochanan hachi, does Rav Yochanan really say that Allah is like Rav Yehuda, not like the Chachamim? V'am Rav Yochanan halach k'stam mishnah, but doesn't Rav Yochanan generally paskin like a stam mishnah, utznan, and we have a stam mishnah, the 26th parak of Nesechus Kalim, that sandal shenivska achas me'ozno v'tikna, that if you have a shoe that one of its ears, one of its handles fell off, and you were mesakin it, so you fixed it, tamei midras, it's still able to be mekabel tumas midras even after the handle slipped off because it didn't lose its shem kli, nifska shniya v'tikna, the second one snapped off and you fixed it, tarmi tamei midras, it's no longer tamei midras because both of the aznayim that it had when it became tamei are now snapped off. So the original sandal that was mekabel tuma is gone, so even though you fixed it, but that's a brand new sandal that you have. Aval tamei maga midras, but it's still tamei for something that touched a medrash, because it still touched something that was once tamei medrash. So my love, loshna pnimis, loshna chitzana, aren't we suggesting that it doesn't matter whether it was the inner one or the outer one that snapped off, that the, either way it's going to be tahar, that even if the only the outer one was snapped off, it's not going to be tahar, because you could always flip it around onto the other foot and make the outer one into the inner one. So you see that Stam Mishnah says, like the Chachamim, that if the outer ozen of the sandal slips off, that it does not become tahar against Rabbi Yehuda. So how could Rabbi Yochanan paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? I thought Rabbi Yochanan paskins like a Stam Mishnah. So it's more low pnimis dafka. No, it's not talking about whether the outer one or the inner one came off. It's talking about no dafka where the inner one came off. Frak the Gemara, aval chitzon umay. So then what would the halacha be if the only the outer one came off? Tahar. It would be tahar. If that's the case, that there's such a simple distinction between when the inner one comes off and the outer one comes off, as the tani nifska shniya v'tikna tahar min a medrus of a tani maga medrus nifod v'didal, instead of making a case that's going to be tahar where both of them snap off, why don't you just make a chiluk within a case of one of them snapping off? That b'med v'ramamurim, when do we say that if one ozen snaps off, it's still tamei? That's nifska pnimis aval chitzon tahar, but if the outer one snaps off, it's tahar. Our Mishnah should be talking about where if one of the aznayim remains, and it's only if the second one falls off that it's tarmin medrash. That's if it has four aznayim, varva tarsiyosayim, or a sandal that has four tarsiyos, four rings that the ritzuos go through, two on the inside and two on the outside. Shalolish bor dvar shal Rabbi Yochanan, so as not to destroy Rabbi Yochanan's shita when he passes like Rabbi Yehuda. So he's also going like the Stam Mishnah, and the Stam Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda. He also Rav and Amr Chana Barav Amr Rav halach Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yochanan Amr in halach Rabbi Yehuda. The Rav said the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yochanan said it's not like Rabbi Yehuda. Wait a second. Umi Amr Rabbi Yochanan Achi v'amidim tars Rabbi Yochanan libid Rabbi Yehuda shemamina Rabbi Yehuda svirlei. I thought our whole point over here was that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. That's why he's being mitzareis to libid Rabbi Yehuda. So Amoraim minuval libid Rabbi Yochanan. It's actually machlokas Amoraim what Rabbi Yochanan holds, whether in fact Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda or not. Okay, we will stop there, and Bez Hashem will pick up all the way down on the page at Tanan Hassam, about halfway down the page, next time.